So I've got Kirsten Simmons here. I got that right, didn't I?
You most certainly did.
That's good.
You should know by now, Mr. Chris.
I should. So, and Kirsten is from Talking Tree. Now, you were formerly kind of trading under Zebes Creative.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, and that's right. Now we've got Talking Tree set up. Kind of over, go to Onitangi, carry on over the hill.
Yes.
Around the corner. So what's it all about? I mean, we've seen the car going around, the happy Hyundai and so on.
And the magic dove, Chris, the magic dove.
I haven't seen the magic dove. So what's Talking Tree all about?
Okay, so...
Just come in a bit closer, please.
Okay, so Talking Tree Hill has come around. I mean, I've been a teacher for 20 years, and I've always known that I wanted to do something else. And I didn't quite know what it was. For a while, it was Kerneyland. That was this early childhood centre that was in the shape of a butterfly. There's books and screeds that I've written about how I look at education and what I think children need. And so when we arrived on Waiheke, I've been lucky enough to do, you know, Zebes Creative, which was all music because I'm a music teacher by trade. And then Why Talks, and that was about finding authentic voice and trading stories and all those kind of things. And life leads you on a certain path, and it depends what you want to be doing, I guess. And so it was time for us to create something different. And so I've always been looking about how do we reimagine education for children. So we then decided with Mark, my partner, who's actually teaching out at Talking Tree Hill with us now too, is that we want to do something different and we want to make it that it aligns with our purpose. So luckily found what that purpose was, and that's basically our byline, which is healthy children, healthy planet. So we went out and we started looking around Waiheke, and because Waiheke is such a good place for children to live, and we thought, what else do they need, you know? And what else to say, if people are coming over from Auckland, what else do they need, or international? And so we set up Talking Tree Hill, which is a educational facility. It's we've got 18 acres, and on it is a bush school, a forest school, a farm school, massive big DIY shed, which is created for making stuff, basically. And so we're wanting to get as many children outside and learning off from the land to settle their minds and to settle their bodies. So it's in also, I mean, we all know the statistics about mental health for children in New Zealand, and it's not great for lots of different reasons. So we believe that we get children outside, learning stuff from the land, learning how to connect their hands with their heads and their bodies, moving around a bit more, that this will help with that as well. And we sort of teach things out there like, you know, we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And some of those thoughts you can just watch, you know, if you kind of relate back to children having a little screen in their mind and stuff like that. So some of those thoughts you need to listen to and some of them you don't. And we're hoping that we're kind of doing lots of preventative work with children without them sort of knowing, you know, learning through osmosis about, like, well, you know what? You can choose the thoughts that you want to be listening to or working with, and some you don't have to. And we're hoping, and we don't know the statistics around that, that maybe we'll give children a little bit of a hand, that when they get to that latter stage of life in those teenage years where the hormones are going all crazy and stuff, that suicide's not going to seem like such the biggest option. Because there's a real issue around that. And I think if we had more children outside, you know, doing and being a lot happier within themselves, and that maybe that's going to help. So that's our kind of purpose, is getting lots of kids out from schools, after schools, during holiday programs, and getting them doing stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, when do you do this stuff? So you're kind of operating kind of different programs that the kids to sign up to?
Yeah, because, you know, we had to spend 18 months longer just getting consent to do this, you know, and get a consultant on board we've got health and safety consultants, because everything's outside, up trees, with saws, with, you know, we have a mudslide. So it's taken us a while to get there. And so we've been operating a homeschool group on a Tuesday, which has been great for sort of midway between last year once we got our consent. And then we're just building what we want to be doing. So this term we're offering after-school support for parents on a Monday, and that's had such a great response. that we're going to open another one up on a Wednesday next term. On a Tuesday, we've been doing a homeschool group that's going to change to a Wednesday. And then we're working with early childhood centres as well. So it's early childhood centres and primary school at this stage. So on a Thursday morning, we've got Tots on the Rock come out with 15 of their kids. So, you know, our days are filling up. And it's great because what we're wanting to create out of all of this, so after school club, holiday programs, you know, in school stuff, is actually a one day school, so that people will have heard about the gifted and talented programs that get run. Well, this isn't a gifted and talented program per se. It's any child who needs to get outside and do some stuff, whether that's in our natural playground or learning about more compassion with animals or sliding down the mudslide or building a go-kart, is that we are having an experimental year where we develop lots of different workshops. We do birthday parties and things like that as well, so that next year we can talk to the schools. I'll be talking to them this year, already am, about, look, we've got a whole day. We've got the vehicles. We can come and pick them all up, bring them out to Talking Tree Hill, drop them back off again. So that's what we're gearing up for until next year. And we're really lucky. We've already got fabulous staff on board with a mix between, you know, all kind of people's passions and what they're experts in. So for me, I'm the only registered teacher. And then we have, so Mark, my partner's coming in, because he's an engineering kind of a DJ sort of handyman, which is brilliant. So he's going to be doing that. And we've got Poor Wai coming in on a Tuesday, and she's got a really big background in bush school and forest school, and she brings in a beautiful te reo. And then we're going to be, we're talking with getting yoga experts and things in as well about what we can be doing. So we're creating this kind of beautiful dream team that in the end, so people, when the children come out, they're like, yeah, this is awesome. So, yeah.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, and you mentioned Mark being a DJ, is, and I'm a vinyl geek, and you put out the call there a couple of weeks ago wanting children's records.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, with every sort of workshop that we do, there's always a feel about it. So for me as a music teacher, Mark being a DJ as well, we're like, I think it's time to go back to vinyl. So we did the Sunkiss picnic for the marina the other weekend, and so Mark set himself up, and we were playing vinyl there for that. And it's kind of weird. It's let's see what happens with that. We're also looking to talking to you guys about, you know, possibly sponsoring the children's show as well, and whether or not we're come and help with that too with Bruce. I don't know. We're just kind of going to go through the motions, but we're going to be doing music with children. And we'd like to introduce them to vinyl again, but also to just, it's such a beautiful medium of music. I love it. I always have. So I think both Mark and I, as music people, are going back to that for a bit. It's kind of dirty work, the vinyl. It's a lot harder, and it's a lot, you know, but we're both really interested in it, and it's something that we're actually going to be doing together and kind of looking at how to pass that legacy on a little bit more as well. And, you know, thanks, Chris. Chris went out and went into the few op shops and found some dirty vinyl for us, meaning dirty being dusty.
Yeah. The op shops of Glen Innes.
Yeah.
There's plenty more out there too.
Yeah, exactly. And for us as well, we use lots of different mediums. So, you know, my voice is my main one, but it's also about, you know, we're starting to write a bit of music together and using simple things like GarageBand, but actually the essence of sound that we love is vinyl. So we're just going to look into providing that for birthday parties and all for children's different things, where we look at actually doing it with vinyl.
So. Excellent.
It's fun.
Yeah, really good fun. Stuff. So if people are interested in their children, becoming involved, it sounds like, hey, yeah, my kid's too much time on the iPad. I want them in a tree instead.
Yes.
Yeah. How do they find out what you're doing, and how do they get in touch and all that, carry on?
Yeah. So we do all our advertising through social media at this stage. That's where we've had the highest response. So that's just under Talking Tree Hill. Actually, I think if you look on Facebook, it's Talk Tree Hill. And then we have a website, which is under my name, www.kirstensimmons.co.nz, and you can book everything online. Now, I have been putting the call out to people who that our holiday program is already up for next holidays, and our plugin with Stripe wasn't working. So there is always technical issues, I've decided, around when we're doing this stuff. But luckily, you can book everything online. So you just go on www.kirstensimmons.co.nz and you'll see our kind of ethos and what we're doing, when we're doing it. And it's just keeping up with it. So we're very lucky that Drew, our woofer of 3 years ago, and who did all our Y-Talk stuff as well, is still doing it for us remotely from America. So it just sometimes, if everyone just knows that there could be little things. But it's all fixed now, apparently. So go onto that website and you can do it all through there. And if there's any issues, my email's on there, you know, talkingtreehill@gmail.com. And then we have Kylie as well, the other teacher at who works out with me. She's amazing. I didn't speak about her before, but she was the one that did our natural playground. That's Kylie at Talking Tree Hill as well, and then Mark at Talking Tree Hill. So we've got lots of people there that you can contact if you need to. But yeah, go onto the website and have a look.
Yeah, and if you've got any old children's music records lurking around.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. That would be really, really great. We use those for all sorts of things. And we're happy to pay as well. Happy to pay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Kirsten.
Yeah, no worries.
Yep. And good luck with all of that. And nice ideas, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of, I suppose, in a lot of ways, stuff that we kind of took for granted when we were kids. But it's kind of been lost. I mean, I used to live next to a swamp and we used to steal enormous bits of polystyrene and make rafts and go out and sail around in the swamp for all day. Yeah. We actually had one with a fire on it because it was the winter and it was cold.
We do fire.
And you know, you kind of get home at 6 o'clock covered in black mud and stinking and demanding to know where dinner is.
Good for the head.
It is.
Good for the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.